However, at 9:30 past 6 o'clock, on what has been a massive day at the Carlton Football Club, a new coach has been announced. Brendan Bolt from the Hawthorn Football Club will take the reins. The head of football, Andrew McKay at the Carlton, joins us now. Andrew, thank you very much for your time.
Evening, Tony. How are you?
Yeah, find me very well. It's always a big announcement, no matter where a club is or who the club actually is. Please take us through the final decision where Brendan got the nod over the rivals applying for the job.
Yeah, certainly. We had some fantastic applicants, and it was a very, very thorough process. A number of stages to that process, of course, and we've conducted that over the last month and a bit. Had a well-publicised committee in place with a lot of diversity on that committee, with obviously Ange Postecoglou, Kenny Sheldon, Chris Judd, David Campbell from Egon Zehnder, Stephen Trigg, obviously CEO, and myself. So a lot of diversity, which really added to the selection process. And obviously the end result was choosing Brendan Bolton to coach us in 2016 and beyond.
And having arrived at that decision, what quality or qualities gave him the nod, Macca?
Many. Certainly, a lot of the applicants were fantastic. Many of them were really good. And what probably put Brendan ahead of the rest was his ability to be able to teach and develop players. And he's done that in his previous life before Hawthorn days, and certainly Box Hill and Hawthorn. And all the reference checking and all the check-ups that we did with him, they were all saying exactly the same thing. His ability to teach young men how to think and a different way to think about the game was really what put him ahead of the rest.
Andrew, congratulations on getting your man. I've got first-hand knowledge of him because my son played under him at Box Hill, and I couldn't have been more impressed with the way that he handled his team down there, and thought he was an absolute standout of any of the guys that I'd sort of seen at that level, and clearly he's gone on to another direction. It's a big job. I'm interested in the fact that he was put on staff rather than on contract. I would have thought that that's a pretty good thing, because you don't get either your supporter base or maybe a board that gets nervous after a couple of years and makes a rash decision.
Well, and that's right. And certainly also the other thing is that you don't get the speculation of, are we renewing his contract? Are we not? And this day and age, lovely media people love to know things well in advance. As far as 18 months before the contract's up, people start talking about will they or will they not renew his contract. And we only have to sneeze at Carlton and we make the papers or the radio. So we're very keen to not let that happen with Brendan, reduce that speculation, put him on star, put our faith in him that we want him to be here for a long, long time, and certainly he wants the same thing. So I think it'll be a win for both parties.
When do you expect him to start?
Well, certainly, as you know from what Hawthorn put out today, that he'll be at Hawthorn doing that transition process until the end of the week. Obviously, John's going to keep coaching until the end of the year, and Brendan will certainly keep his distance next week, but he'll give Brendan a chance to actually have a look at our game this weekend and the following weekend from afar, which will actually be good for him, I think, rather than put him straight into the hustle and bustle. And he'll be able to obviously have some conversations with myself and Stephen Trigg about, and Stephen Silvani about how we see the club now, even though we've had a lot of that conversation through the journey of the process of choosing him as well. But more in-depth conversations around that, where we see it going, who's coming, who's going, the makeup of personalities on lists and the structure of staff, everything that goes with the football department.
Well, you'd be looking forward to all that, wouldn't you, Andrew? It's only about 6 weeks away before we'll start ringing you about trade radio again.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, that's right. So
You look like you'll be fair players this year. I mean, obviously, you've had one player leave your club. Obviously, Soss coming into the place. It may be an interesting period for you guys.
Yeah, it may well be. Obviously, with Lockie leaving now, certainly requesting that he be traded. There's one extra pick that we think we'll probably have. I think that gives you flexibility to have clubs realise that we will have an extra pick already. So certainly, you know, we need to be smart the next number of years to get us back up to where we want to be and be competitive with the best. We need to be very smart in our list management.
Andrew, rather than speculate, and we did cop the clip, rather than speculate, what is the situation with Matthew Cruiser in his negotiations with the football club?
Did you cop a clip, Tony?
No, you said you blokes in the media and the way you
speak.
And I thought myself, yes, I'll cop the clip. Because I actually have said if footy previews, Andrew, which you've done plenty of them between 12 and 2, if we dealt in facts, footy previews would only go about 18, 19 minutes. So we've got to try and find another hour 40 from somewhere. But just the fact is, with Matthew Cruiser, where the situation is at the moment, and should you be optimistic, same, or pessimistic about retention of his services?
Oh, very optimistic, Tony, very optimistic. We are in constant dialogue with Matthew and his management. Matthew's told us that he's very keen to stay. We've told him we want him. He's a required player and would love to keep him on our list long term. So we're just working through those negotiations at the moment.
Terrific. And I know you touched on John Barker being the runner. I don't know whether he was actually the runner-up or he would appear to have been the candidate just edged out. Who received the news first? Did John receive the news that he was not going to be appointed? And how did he take it? And the news that Brendan would be appointed? Which was the order of how that played out?
John was told first. I think it was the right thing for the football club to let John know first. He's held himself so well through the whole process and done a terrific job through difficult times. Given him taking over the role when the football team wasn't doing very well at all, were dogged by injury. Had a lot of players on the sidelines because of that injury, so we couldn't field our best team. So it's a very difficult job that John took over, and he's done a really, really admirable job. And so we felt it was right to tell him first, and that's what Mark did. Mark Lejudice made the call to John last night and then to Brendan after that.
Terrific. No doubt plenty of people wanting to speak to you about it. Thank you for finding time for all the Carlton fans right across regional Australia this evening.
Pleasure, gentlemen.